Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Song of Solomon, chapter 5, we said that a Christian who has lost fellowship with the Lord should yearn to get that fellowship back. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My friend, you really want to go in empty-handed, having abandoned the call of God for your own selfish ways? Is Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23, something that is our desire? For to me, to live is Christ, and to die, his gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not, for I ministrate betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ. And listen to this, which is far better. Oh, it's so much better to be with Jesus Christ. This is like the church at Ephesus in Revelation 2 that left. Now understand, the Bible says they left. They didn't lose it. They left their first love. Well, the lady of our text yearns now for renewed fellowship. Her heart is, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. My friend, are you sick of love? You might say, are we lovesick? Are we lovesick? It is so important that the lovesickness is from the joy of the relationship with Christ, filled with the joy and the peace of God regardless of our circumstances, so that it just doesn't seem like we can get enough of Christ. Or has your flesh, your worldliness, your sin separated you from that? Is our love sickness from starving and straying from Him, starving our spirit by not partaking of the Word of God and being faithful, and then straying from Him? His voice is no longer heard in tones of love and assurance as you fight the promptings of His Spirit to do right. Many are involved in the works of a church, the ministries. But is the work only a work that makes you feel good about yourself? Have you lost the joy? And therefore you blame the church, the pastor, the youth director, or some other person? Because you're miserable that you don't want to take the personal responsibility. Oh, my friend, please, 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 fall on your knees. Come back to Him. Come back to Him with your whole heart. The young betrothed woman is looking for her beloved. And she tells the people, if you see him, tell him I'm sick of love. My friend, we use the terminology today of lovesick. And they answered then, and perhaps answered somewhat the same today. They say, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? I'm reminded, having a Christian school, I've seen this several times, but I'm reminded of a mother who wants her son to be the starting baseball pitcher or the starting quarterback. And she has asked, why should we choose your son over the one we have? What is so much better about him? And the mother may not have a reasonable answer beyond, because he's my son. Or she may add, well, I'll quit financing the program. But all the threats or whatever else, there's nothing legitimate as a reason. The question is asked here in verse 9. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? And as we look at that, I want to put that with three W's. You know, today we say www dot. Well, we're going to look at a www and see what those stand for. I know in internet talk it's the World Wide Web. But for here on verse 9, let's look at it as what, wow, and why. And we look at the what. And she says, why are you so enamored with him that you are so lovesick? Just what is it? I'm reminded of the early church. It said that almost all the apostles died violent deaths. Christians were fed to the lions. And yet, through those things, they seemed filled with joy. The love of her life had withdrawn himself and left her with a duty to tell others about him. I think of the Apostle Paul, who said that for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. It seems that there was such a longing for Jesus in his heart that he desired to be with him, which would be far better. But if he's going to remain in this flesh, he's going to live as he ought to live. You know, the kind of love that we're talking about here, as a pastor, I've seen that one that's lost their precious mate. The precious mate went home to be with God. And it seemed that shortly thereafter, they are gone as well. Although they seemed healthy, some will say they died of a broken heart. Maybe they died of a lonely heart. And that is the desire we should have for the Lord Jesus Christ. It ought to be such that all who come in contact with us from this world will know that Jesus Christ is first, and he's foremost with us. By the time that you hear this message, it may be the day, it may be just before, maybe a little bit after, but my wife and I will be celebrating our 45th anniversary. But I can remember when we were dating, people would say Andy and Janice together. And instead of just saying Andy or say Janice, it was Andy and Janice. And you know what? Wouldn't it be great that when we come into a room, people say, there's the Christian, there's the man, there's the woman of God. There's the person of Christ. If ever by the grace of God we bear such a testimony of Christ that men ask the question that's asked in our text, the what is question, that we as the bride in verses 10 through 16 will be able to be prepared with an answer, that we can give a good reason of the hope that lieth within us, as 1 Peter 3:15 says, but sanctify us, that is, set apart the Lord in your hearts. In other words, set him apart so that Christ is first, Christ is last, and Christ is in the middle. Jesus Christ is all in all. He goes on to say, and be ready always, always, to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Now, it is clear that Christ is not first, that is, sanctified, in the heart of the nominal Christian. if he is truly our beloved, and we truly believe in the reality of Jesus Christ, then nothing else will occupy our thoughts and affections as the mainspring of our action. As this young bride of Christ asking people if they've seen him, we'll be asking people, do you know my Jesus? Do you know my Lord? You see, the goal of every Christian is to have a life fully controlled by the loftiest principles and highest ideals of God's Word, being dictated throughout my daily life by the Holy Spirit of God. That needs to be true in all that I do, but also in all that I am. And as Paul, I have not yet attained. But oh, we need to strive for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I hope that is your prayer and that is your desire. These are the daughters of Jerusalem that she addresses. Remember in Luke chapter 23, verse 28, Jesus said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me. She tells the daughters, plural. Why? Well, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. When you love Christ truly, then you'll love what he loves, giving the gospel to the lost. That thou dost so charges. Charge means that she is strongly urging them. She is a fervent witness, which is what the Lord wants the bride of Christ, the saved. That's what he wants to be today. He wants us to be that. It's what he wanted Israel to be under the law. And the motive is love for Christ. You see, my friend, we look at Israel under law. God had a law for Israel that she might be different than all other nations. And God has a law for us. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be separate so that our witness is understood in the world and that people know that what we have is not only different, but it's better than what the world can ever give to them. So that's the what. But now we see the wow. He says, O thou fairest among women.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no grace. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.